B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yumad Daf Lamed Daled. We're going to start 12 lines from the top of the Omud. And the Gemara is taking us back to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Omud Beis, where the Mishnah tells us the order that the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah of the Tomid in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. What was the order? The order was Shochat, the Shchita, Kabbalah Sadam, Zrika Sadam, the Ktoires, the Hatovas Haneirois, the Hakrovas HaRoish V'Evorim, and then the Chavitin and the Yain. That was the order in the Mishnah, which means that there was the Zrikas Adam, the Shechita, all the Avodis of the Dam, the Tomid, the Shochat, Kibbel, V'Zorak. After the Zrika was Ktoires, then Hatovas HaNeiris, and then the Evorim. And the truth is, everybody agrees that the Ktoires was after the Zrikas Adam. There's no machlokes about that. And everybody agrees that the Ktoires was before the Evorim. But that's quite a wide stretch, because there were quite a number of things that happened also between the Zrikas Adam and the Evorim. There was more going on. And it's actually a machlokes between Abba Shaul, that we learned about extensively before in the previous Gemara on the Flamed Gimel, and the Rabbonon who are Chaylik and Abba Shaul on Daf Yudale, Daf Tezvav, we saw that in the Gemara. And what was the Machlekes? The Machlekes was that according to the Chachomim, there was first the Dam, then there was the Hatova of the five Neiris, then there was the Ktoires, and then there was the Hatova of the two Neiris, and then there was the Ivorim. So if you wanted to mark, according to the Rabbonon, where was the Ktoires, then the most accurate thing that we would say that the Ktoires was between the Dam and finishing the Hatovas HaNeiris. We disregard the starting of the Hatovas HaNeiris. But what was before that? The Dam Tomid. What was immediately after the Ktoires, according to the Rabbonon, was the Hatova of the last two Neiris. So, and then there was the Evorim after Hatovas Shtei Neiris. So if you wanted to point at the Ktoires, then according to the Rabbonon, you would say it's after the Dam, after the Zrikas Adam, before the Hatovas HaNeiris. That's according to the Rabbonon. According to Abba Shaul, after the Zrikas Adam, he finished off the Hatovas HaNeiris, because he did the Hatovah of the five Neiris before the Dam. Then there was the Dam, the Shechita and the Zrika of the Dam Tomid. Then he finished doing the Hatovas HaNeiris. Then he did the Ktoires, and then the Evorim. So according to Abba Shaul, if we wanted to speak about the Ktoires, then we would actually say it was between the Hatovas HaNeiris and the Evorim. We wouldn't have to go all the way back and say it was between the Dam Tomid and the Evorim, because after the Dam Tomid, before the Ktoires, there was the completion of the Hatovas HaNeiris. So, and our Mishnah, we're going to see that when our Mishnah wants to speak about the Ktoires, the Mishnah makes a very broad statement, and the truth is, neither according to the Rabbonon nor according to Abba Shaul, it was so necessary. Let's see this inside. Ktoires shel shachar, hoisa kreva bein dam le'ivorim. The Ktoires was brought in the morning, after the Zrikas Adam, which is true according to everybody, before the Hakrovas Ivorim, which is true according to everybody, v'chulu. And the Gemara is now asking, Mani, which opinion is our Mishnah following? I Rabbonon. If it's following the Rabbonon, then Bein Dam L'Neiris Miboile. As we said before, according to the Rabbonon, who argue with Abba Shaul, the completion of the Hatovas HaNeiris was done after the Ktoires, before the Evorim. So why don't you say that Ktoires was between the Dam and the completion of the Hatovas HaNeiris? I Abba Shaul, and according to Abba Shaul, then Bein Neiris L'Evorim Miboile. According to Abba Shaul, they completed the Hatovas HaNeiris after the Dam, before the Ktoires. It should have said the Ktoires was between the completion of the Hatovas HaNeiris and the Ktoires. Why spread it out so much and say that it was after the Dam and before the Evorim? And the real truth is that the answer is, and Tosa speaks this out here, the answer is that the Mishnah could be either the Rabbonon or Abba Shaul, and just the Mishnah wasn't paying so much attention to the absolute details of how we could have narrowed it down a little bit more. However, the Gemara chose to say La'ilon Rabbonon hi, that the truth is that our Mishnah is the Rabbonon, and Tosfos explains there's other parts of our Mishnah that seem not to be following Abba Shaul, and therefore the Gemara chose to say that the Mishnah is the Rabbonon, ubesidra lo komairi, and the Mishnah was not so particular to give the exact order as if to say that according to the Rabbonon, indeed the Mishnah could have said that the Ketores was between the Dam and the Hatovas Haneiros, but the Mishnah chose to say it was between the Dam and the Ivorim. Continues the Gemara back to the next stage in the Mishnah. What did we see in the Mishnah? That whereas in the morning, but the Ketores was before the Ivorim, it was after Zrikas Adam was Ketores, then Hatovas Haneiros, and then the Akrovas Reish Ivorim. In contrast to that, in the evening, it was first the Ivorim, then the Ketores, and then the Nesochim. Which means that the Ketores was after the Ivorim in the evening, but before the Ivorim in the morning. Says the Gemara, V'shal beinu arbaim hoisokrevo bein Ivorim l'Nesochim, that the bein arbaim, the Ketores, was offered after the Ivorim. That means both in the morning and in the evening, the Ketores was brought before the Nesochim. The question is, was the Ketores before the Ivorim as well, like it was in the morning, or after the Ivorim? Says the Gemara, Menoah Nemeli, why would there be such a difference? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Da'am Akra, we can learn it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'eis HaKeves HaShein Itaseh Beinu Arbaim, the second, the Korban Tomashel Beinu Arbaim, that was brought in the afternoon, Kaminchas HaBoike Uchaniskoi, it was done in the same way as the Korban Tomid of the morning was done. Ma minchas haboike, in the same way as in the morning, Ketores kidemes l'nesachim, in the same way as in the morning, the Ketores was before Nesachim. It happens to be Ketores was even before Ivorim, but it was also before Nesachim, because the Nesachim was much later. It was Ketores, Ivorim, Mincho, Chavitim, and then Nesachim, as we discussed in a previous sugya. Afkan, so too in the evening, the Ketores is kidemes l'nesachim. That means the main point, what the Torah is trying to impress on us by saying Kaminchas haboike ochniskoi, that the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim is similar to the Korban Tomid in the morning, is only in this one detail, that the Ketores is before the Nesachim. Says the Gemara, but imala alon Ketores kudemes levarim mafkan kudemes Ketores kudemes levarim. Why don't you compare it with all the details? Why don't you say that in the same way as in the morning, the Ketores was even before the Ivorim, in the evening also the Ketores should be even before the Ivorim? Answers the Gemara, no. Had that been the halacha, the Torah would have explicitly said regarding the Ivorim, the Korban Tomid in the evening should be the same as the Korban Tomid in the morning. But the Pasuk doesn't speak about the Ivorim. The Pasuk only speaks about the Minchos. Let's see this inside. Says the Gemara, Miksiv, does it say in the Pasuk, Ke'ivoreya boiker, does it say that in the same way as the Ivorim in the morning were brought after the Ketores, so to the Ivorim in the evening should be after the Ketores, and Ketores should be even before the Ivorim? It doesn't say that. It says, Keminchas haboiker. The Mincha is talking there about the Nesachim. That regarding the Nesachim, Ksiv, Keminchas haboiker, V'loike Ivorim haboiker, that the Mincha of the afternoon should be the same, which is, the word Mincha is used here for the Nesachim. The wines are also called a Mincha, Minchas Nesachim, that in the same way as the Nesachim in the morning were just after the Ketores was before the Nesachim, so too in the evening, the Nesachim and is just after the Ketores. But there's no reason to say that the Ketores has to be even before the Ivorim, and even more than that. Had it been true that the Ketores has to be even before the Ivorim, the Torah would have spoken about the Ivorim, not about the Nesachim. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. It says in the Pasuk, V'niskoi, the Nesachim, how much wine would one bring with the Korban Tomid? Revi Isahin, a quarter of a hin, lakeves palam, lakeves ho'echod, bakoidesh, hasich nesech, sheichor lashem. And the question is, this Pasuk here, that because we know that there was a Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, there was a Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim, and only in one of them, the only once the Torah says that the Nesachim is a quart of a hin of wine. The question is, is the Pasuk talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, and then we have to assume that the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim is similar, or is the Pasuk talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, and then we'll have to assume that the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar is similar to the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. And that's going to be a Machloikas Tanoim. Tonu Rabbonon, V'nizkei Revi Yisahin, Yelamid Shel Shachar is Mishel Arvis. The Tanakama learn this Pasuk is actually talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim in the sequence of the Psukim. That's what it seems like. And we learn Shachris from Arvis. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. Rebbe argues and says, Arvis Mishel Shachris. Rebbe holds that Pasuk is actually talking about Keves Ha'echod. What's Keves Ha'echod? The one Keves which is referred to as Echod, which is the one in the morning, where it says, regarding the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, it says, Es HaKeves Echod Taseva Boiker. So the Pasuk is talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, that the Nesachim is a Revi Yisahin, and we learn Arvis from Shachris, that Arvis also needs the Nesachim Revi Yisahin. Says the Gemara, Bishlei Mele Rabbonon Kuntz Rabbonon, who assume the Pasuk is talking about Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, Hai Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim Ksiv. The order of the Psukim is talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. Elo Rebbe Maitam. What would be the reasoning of Rebbe, who assumes that this Pasuk is talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar? As we explained, Omar Rabba Bar Ulo, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Lakeves Ho'echod, V'niske Revi'es Hayin Lakeves Ho'echod, Eizu Keves Shenema Ba'echod, which lamb of the two lambs of the Korban Tomid, which one is referred to as Echod, Hava Omer is a Tomid Shel Shachar? It's talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, as we quoted before the Pasuk, as Hakeves Echod Taseh V'Boiker. Rabbonon my echod, according to Rabbonon, who say that the Pasuk here is talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, what do they do with the word echod? Answers the Gemara, Miyuchod Sheba Edrei, to impress on us that you should bring the Korban Tomid from the most special lamb amongst the herd. The Rebbe who says that I need the word echod to tell us that the Pasuk is talking about the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, how does Rebbe know that you have to bring the Miyuchod? Rebbe says that it's from a different Pasuk. It's a Pasuk that says that when you bring a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash, then one should bring it mimuvchar nedorecho. And what it actually says in the Pasuk is V'hoya mokim ashivchar Hashem elekeichem boi l'shakin shmei shom shomos of you, the Beis HaMikdash you should bring to there is kol ha'shanoichi mitzav ve'eschem, everything I command you to bring, oi loiseichem, oi lois v'zivcheichem ma'asroiseichem utrumas yetchem v'chol mivchar nedreichem ashatidru l'Hashem. So this mimivchar is to teach us and to impress on us mimivchar nedorecho nafka, that when you bring a neder you should bring the best one. Rabbonon, according to Rabbonon, you've now got two psukim telling us the same thing. You've got Mivchar Nidreichem, and you've got Echod, that you should bring the Miyuchod Sheba Edrei. Why do you need both? Answers the Gemara, Chad B'choiva, V'chad B'nedova, Utsrichi. One posuk is coming to impress on us, the posuk by Korban Tomid is talking about the Choiva, the obligatory Korbonus, like the Korban Tomid. The posuk over here, where it speaks about the Mivchar Nidreichem, is talking about Nedova, voluntary Korbonus, and I need them both. Because on the one hand, when you're bringing a voluntary Korban, it would make sense you should bring the best one in order to find favor, so to speak. When you give a gift, you give the nicest gift. But that only applies when it's something voluntary. On the other hand, when it's something which is obligatory, something you have to do, we would assume that since you're mechuyev to do it in the best possible way. Something that you're just volunteering, whatever you do, you do. So there's logic behind both, and therefore we need two psukim to tell us that you need to do it b'mivchar, also by the nedovis, and also by the choyva. Continues the Gemara. Im hoya kohen gadol, zokin, or istinus, or chulu, we saw in the Mishnah, if a kohen gadol is old, or very delicate, and it's hard for him to go into a cold mikveh. As we said, the water of the mikveh was coming from the spring, from the Ein Etam, and it was cold. So the Mishnah says, "Mechamin loichamin." They would heat up water for him before Yom Kippur. Umatilin etoich tzeinon, and on Yom Kippur they would pour the water into the mikveh kedei l'shetofik tzinoson, in order to remove some of the chill of the mikveh. Says the Gemara. Tanya, we learnt in a brisa. In our Mishnah, it says the heated up water. In the Mishnah, in the brisa, what does it say? Omer Reb Yehuda, Ashoshi is shel barzel, iron bars, hoyu mechamin me'erev yom kippurim. They would heat up some iron bars, they would put it onto the flame. Umatilin le'toich tzeinon, and then on Yom Kippur, they would put these hot iron bars into the mikveh. Kdei shetofik tzinosam, and that would remove some of the chill. Asks the Gemara on the Braisa, Valei Metzarif, we know that when metal is very, very hot, and then you put it into cold water, it hardens the metal. Hardening the metal is tikkun kli, you're fixing a kli, and is one of the melochis, an av melocha of Makeh Bepatish. It should be also to do that on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, on Yom Tov. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Bivi, we're talking about that when the hot iron bar was put into the mikveh, it wasn't hot enough that putting it into the mikveh, into the cold mikveh, was actually going to harden it. Abaye Omer, Abaye says a different answer. Even if it was hot enough that it did become strengthened by putting it into the mikveh, Abaye says that there's an opinion that holds that Dovah She'en Miskaven is. This is the opinion of Reb Shimon, that Dovah She'eini Miskaven is potur, or is mutter. Since I'm not intending, the intention of putting this iron bar, the hot bar, into the mikveh, is not in order to strengthen it, it's in order to warm up the mikveh a little bit. Since it's a Dovah She'eini Miskaven, it's mutter. Asks the Gemara, Mi Omer Abaye Hochi, does Abaye really hold of what Reb Shimon says, that Dovah She'eini Miskaven mutter? We're about to bring proof that Abaye actually holds of Reb Yehuda, that Dovah She'eini Miskaven is asur. V'otanya, we learnt in a brisa, Besar or Losei. The Pasuk says, Uvayim Hashmini, on the eighth day, Yimoil Besar or Losei, you do the Mila on the Orlo skin. And what does the brisa say? Afilu B'mokim She'esham Beheres, even when there's a Beheres, a type of Tzaras, on the Mila, you can cut it off. That's the mitzvah of Mila. Normally, there's a nitzvah in the Torah. You're not allowed to cut away a tzaras. But if you have the mitzvah of Mila, you're allowed to. Divir Rabbi Yashia, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yashia. Vavinon bo, when they were learning it, they were wondering, Krolomoli, why do I need a posuk to say that by bris Mila, I'm allowed to cut off this tzaras? I don't need a posuk. Because according to the opinions that say Dovah She'eini Miskaven Mutter, I'm not intending, my plan and intention is not to remove Tzaras. My intention is to Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila. So why do I need a special posuk of Besar or Losoi to say that you can remove it? It should be Mutter to remove it anyway. V'omar Abaye, Abaye says, Reb Yehuda, this is proof from the posuk to the opinion of Reb Yehuda, Do'omar Dovah She'eini Miskaven Osir. So normally, even something which you don't intend to do, it's Osir. And therefore, even if you don't intend to remove Tzaras, it should be Osir. I need a posuk to say that nonetheless, Besar or Losoi, you're allowed to remove it. So you see that Abaye was bringing proof from this posuk to Reb Yehuda that Dovah She'eini Miskaven is Osir. If so, how can Abaye answer that the reason you can put the iron rod into the mikveh, there's no issue of tziruf, of hardening, is because it's Dovah She'eini Miskaven, the Dovah She'eini Miskaven is asur. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili B'chol HaTorah Kula. In Kol HaTorah Kula, a Dovah She'eini Miskaven is asur. Aval Hocha, however, here, tziruf derabonon hi. And Tosfos explains that the concept of tziruf, of hardening a kli, hardening metal when it's heated and then put into cold water, is only when it's a kli, a utensil. Over here, this wasn't a utensil, this was an iron bar. And since it's an iron bar, even if you had intentions to harden it, it would only be asur midrabbanan. And therefore, over here, when you don't have intentions to harden it, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that since it's Dovah She'eini Miskaven, it's going to be mutter. And that's why over here, there was no issue, the brisa, of putting the iron bar into the mikveh. That's how Tosfos explains this, and Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to start the next Mishnah.